Hello and welcome to my podcast. This is Chloe Carmen, and today we will be discussing the differences between high school and college. So let's just start off getting right into it. I'm starting to wrap up my first semester of being a college student, and I can safely say that there is quite a bit of difference between high school and college. I think the biggest difference for me is how each day is different in college. I'm sure every high school is different, but each day was pretty much the same for me. I also went to a small high school with like 80 kids in my graduating class, so there are quite a lot of more people here. And with that being said, there are also a lot of different types of people here as well. Not everyone is as similar as they were in high school. Another difference is how the schedules go. Most college students have around 3 to 4 classes a day, maybe 5, and sometimes they're just starting out, they have like 2 classes a day, and a lot of high schools still have 8 or 9 periods or somewhere around that. And all the kids have lunch at the same time, but for college you have like common hour or free hour or whatever it's called. It probably depends on the college. And in high school you start and finish at the same times every day, and your day-to-day schedule can be very different in college. You might not always start at the same time, you probably won't finish at the same time, there could be some days where you don't even have class. The schedules are pretty different between college and high school. Now, of course, what kids usually look forward to most is the freedom that they have once they get to college. Even if you go to the branch, like me, you're still likely to feel like you don't have your parents watching over you, or even principals or teachers that kind of control what you do. I don't know about everyone else, but I feel much more like an individual at college. And I'm sure if you live away from home, like in a dorm, or if you live on the campus, that feeling of being an individual is even greater, because you are actually on your own and you're responsible for so many more things than when you were in high school or when you lived with your parents. Now I have a guest here with me today, and it happens to be my brother, who is currently enrolled in my alma mater. This is my younger brother, Seth Carmen. Say hi, Seth.
Hi, guys.
So what is your day-to-day like in high school? Like, what is your schedule like?
My schedule is usually in the all morning. I have all my main classes besides one class in the afternoon, which is just math. But everything else in the morning is just really busy, just getting tests done and everything, notes and everything. And then the rest of the day is just having fun.
Would you say that each day is pretty much the same for you?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just pretty much the same thing. We just take the same kind of notes and everything, just learn the same kind of stuff. Same format and everything. It's just fun, I guess, until you get to a test.
Do you think college will be a lot different from high school? And if you do, how so?
I think it's going to be a lot way more different, because I think the professor you're going to have, it's going to have, like, more notes and everything, more advanced, like, tests and everything. He's going to probably go way more in depth and detail. He's probably, like, have to have more notes and everything, have to hurry up in the notes, keep going along, just can't stop, ask questions. You just got to keep going and going, I guess.
What about things apart from the educational aspect of college? How do you think it will be different from, like, living at home with parents?
I think it's going to be way different, because, like, I just feel like this would be a little bit harder to learn and everything. Like, more education is going to be more in detail and everything. So I feel like when you get out of high school, you'd be, like, ready to learn more and more about, like, what you're going to go into your field and everything, I guess.
Do you think you'll feel more free as an individual when you're not living with your parents?
Yeah, I feel like I will be more independent myself, because I don't have my parents, like, push me to be really, like, on the game and everything. I just can do it whenever I want. But I usually do it on top of my own stuff, like with sports and everything. It's going to be kind of hard, but in the end, it would probably be way more better to have independent things to do by yourself without your parents doing anything for you.
So are you looking forward to that freedom?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that freedom. It's going to be kind of fun.
So my last question would be, do you think that college is going to be better for yourself and like creating your own individualism?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be really way better for me to go into college because I'm trying to get my 4-year degree and go into my field really deep into it and try to make the best money I can do and just succeed in my life and future in college.
All right, thank you for being here today, Seth. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, and this was my podcast on differences between high school and college. Thank you.